AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Fulton County DA Fani Willis, the prosecutor in Georgia who has brought charges accusing former President Donald Trump and others of illegally trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election in that state, is asking a judge in the case to take steps to protect jurors. 13 presidential centers, from Hoover to Bush and Obama, are uniting to warn of the fragile state of the U.S. democracy. The AP's Gary Fields reports on how this could be perceived around the world.
If you are one of America's allies, you will look at this and say, good, the first step towards fixing a problem is acknowledging you have one. If you are somebody who doesn't necessarily bear us goodwill, you'll look at this and look and say, see, this democracy thing doesn't work. Even they're actually admitting it or acknowledging that it's not working well. Why would you want to try to do that?
The joint message from these presidential centers is emphasizing the need for compassion, tolerance, and pluralism, while urging Americans to respect democratic institutions and uphold secure and accessible elections. In Boston today, a wealthy Russian businessman with ties to the Kremlin, Vladislav Kaluzhin, was sentenced to 9 years in prison for his role in a nearly $100 million stock market cheating scheme that relied on secret earnings information stolen through the hacking of computer networks in the U.S. The Labor Department says the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week fell to the lowest level in 7 months. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
Many businesses cut jobs during the pandemic, then struggled to fill empty positions. Companies have mostly been trying to keep workers, though there have been layoffs in the tech industry. The manufacturing, warehouse, and retail industries have slowed their hiring in recent months, but they aren't yet cutting jobs in large numbers.
Wall Street is slipping over worries the too warm economy will push the Fed to keep raising interest rates. This is AP News. For the second year in a row, Lainey Wilson has the most Country Music Association Award nominations. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
I got a heart.
Lainey Wilson earns 9 nominations for the CMA Awards, including Single of the Year for Heart Like a Truck and Entertainer of the Year. She had 6 nominations last year. Jelly Roll has 5. Luke Combs and Hardy have 4 nominations each, but they could win 6 trophies. That's because Combs performed and produced his version of Fast Car, and Hardy performed and produced his nominated song Wait in the Truck. If either one wins, they get 2 awards from 1 nomination. The CMAs will be November 8th and shown live on ABC. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The Grammy Museum in Los Angeles announced a 50-year of hip-hop anniversary exhibit that will open later this month and feature 5,000 square feet of items that reflect hip-hop's history and cultural impact. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.